The state trial of a man charged with killing a soldier outside an Arkansas military recruiting center 2 years ago is set to begin today. Abdul Hakim Muhammad is trying to fire his lawyer this morning, and that's holding up jury selection. Muhammad could face the death penalty if convicted of killing Private William Andrew Long. He would be the first person sentenced to death in the United States for an act of terrorism. That's in part because state prosecutors, not the federal government, are trying him. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Newsline by Brian Galini. He is a University of Arkansas criminal law professor. Thank you for talking to us this morning, Professor. Bring us up to date. Tell us about this case against Abdul Hakim Muhammad.
Sure. First of all, thank you so much for having me. You touched a little bit on it in your intro, but he left Nashville for Yemen in 2007, and it was there, as has been reported, that he was first exposed to terrorists, so says a psychiatric evaluation that was actually filed with the Arkansas courts. And then 2 years ago, in June of 2009, he entered, as you said, an Army recruiting center and killed one and wounded another. He thereafter confessed to seemingly to anyone and everyone who would listen. And you also touched on one of the many interesting parts of this case, which is that the federal government declined jurisdiction and allowed the states to actually take the first shot at the prosecution.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. Why is he being tried in state court? Or you just answered that with the federal government declining it. Are there advantages? Pardon me. Excuse me. Advantages or disadvantages to this technique?
Well, there's a conspiracy theorist answer, and then there's more of a practical answer. You know, some might say that because the FBI was tracking him when he went from Nashville to Yemen and back, and they kind of missed this, that they wouldn't necessarily want to be on the forefront of taking the first shot of prosecution, particularly when death is on the table, when we all remember when the feds tried Mousavi in Alexandria, Virginia, and they did not get a death sentence. So that's kind of the conspiracy theorist. The practical side of it is that this is taking the terror element out of it. This is sort of a straight intent to kill murder statute or prosecution that on the elements should be very, very easy to prove. And so the feds may just be thinking this is a straightforward case and the state courts are more than capable of handling it.
Given how willing he was to confess, as you say, to anybody who would listen, and his unsuccessful attempts this morning to fire his lawyers, do you think it's likely or possible or likely that he may be found insane?
Well, that seems to be the last argument that the defense lawyers will have. The trouble is, and I can't help but digress and talk a little bit about the fact that he wasn't allowed to represent himself. The trouble is he was found competent to stand trial. And the Supreme Court has told us that if you're competent to stand trial, then the standard for competency to stand trial is the same for competency to represent yourself. So I find it interesting that the judge on one hand found him competent to stand trial, but somehow I'm inferring incompetent to represent himself. But more to your question, you know, that really is kind of the last effort defense lawyers will make, which is to argue that he suffered at the time of the shooting from a mental disease or defect that would prevent him from appreciating the nature of his acts.
And hence why the judge decided not to let him represent himself?
I guess. You know, the difficulty is, of course, the argument is that he was insane at the time of the killing, but now he's competent. Yeah, in other words, now he's competent to stand trial, but he's not quite competent to represent himself. And then the defense lawyers are going to try to tell the jurors, well, at the time of the shooting, he was insane. So there's kind of a lot going on with that loaded word, competency.
All right. Well, we thank you very much. Brian Galini is a University of Arkansas criminal law professor.